Welcome to the HR Happy Hour on Alexa. I'm Trish McFarlane. Every day, I start out by looking at a site called Mix.com. If you haven't tried it, it's one of those sites where you can look up and find new sites, new information that you might not normally have stumbled across in your everyday searching on the internet. Well, today, a story popped up on a site called OpenCulture.com. And it was talking about a list that was created by Leo Tolstoy of the 50-plus books that influenced him most. So, obviously, one thing you can do today is to go out to that site and check out the story if you're looking for a good book and maybe something off the beaten path. But it got me thinking about what are the books that really sort of inspire me, continue to let me go back to them again and again, and I think it's pretty simple, actually, with all the books that are out there. You know, if you haven't read the famous book by Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People, that's one of my favorites. The basic premise of the book is that if you're nice to people, if you listen more than you speak, and if you praise and help others keep their dignity, that you'll be successful in your relationships. It was written in 1936, and I think that advice actually still holds true. But when it comes to inspiring me both in my business and personal lives, I tend to go to books that aren't what you would normally expect. So I want to recommend two that you might check out, or at least put you in a different frame of mind as you're looking in your local bookstore. The first is called Hegarty on Creativity, There Are No Rules. And in this book, it really outlines from a design perspective the ways that this particular team has approached different design challenges, different communication challenges. And as you read through, it really gives you ideas on how to create your own path, how not to follow what everyone else is doing, and how to then feel okay with that. And it tackles topics like cynicism, how to face a blank page, how to start over, how to, I like this one, read shit and you'll think shit and you'll create shit. So again, a little tongue-in-cheek, but a good book. And the last one is actually called The Design Handbook by Charlotte and Peter Feil, F-I-E-L-L. The reason I like this book is because it really is just sort of a history of design and how it came to be, but it's one of those books where regardless if you're a business person or not, or someone who works in the design industry or not, it just may inspire you to think of something and look at something a little differently than you normally do. So for me, if you haven't seen the theme there, that's kind of my theme. Being able to look at situations differently than everyone else does or differently than you normally do. So I challenge you today to go out and find at least one new book that you normally wouldn't buy, or check out one new website or article that you normally wouldn't read. Just see if that gives you a little kickstart to your thinking. That's all for now. Thanks for listening to the HR Happy Hour on Alexa. And be sure to listen to the HR Happy Hour show and our network shows anywhere that you find your favorite podcasting.